Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring the return of Matt.
Hey, he's back. Superstar. What's up, Turks?
The theater kid himself is back, and also Jay and Zach. And today we're talking Alien Earth, Season 1, Episode 5.
But first, Matt, what's your recap of Episode 1 through 4?
I didn't watch them. You knew I wasn't going to watch them. There was no way. I tried starting one, and it was so boring, I turned it off.
I feel vindicated! I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, there was the beginning of four. No, it wasn't boring. I just didn't understand what was happening. It was like the guys on the ship, and the one guy who was smoking, who was like a douchebag for no reason.
Yeah, I'm glad you fell asleep too, just like I did.
I didn't fall asleep. It was just boring, so I turned it off. Actually, that's not true. It wasn't boring. I just got distracted. I never got back to it.
Yeah, you weren't compelled.
This episode, I mean, if the whole show was like this show, it was pretty good.
Unfortunately, the whole show is not like this episode.
Unfortunately. Or fortunately, the rest of the season isn't like that.
You didn't like this episode?
No. I mean, the rest of the show isn't like the first episode. So.
It was the fourth one that I was watching.
Oh.
Interesting. But you just randomly started with the fourth one?
I didn't randomly start. I was like, okay, well, I'll just do I'll watch the fourth one and see if it makes sense, and then I'll be ready for the fifth one.
And did it?
Yeah, sure. The fifth one made sense. It was just like Alien again.
Yeah, that is the big takeaway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, okay, a ship in danger.
Right.
Crew dying. There's an alien. Yeah.
What I liked about this one, I guess we'll just give it away now, is they know about the traitor, and there's a whole like hunt the traitor dynamic.
That actually made me laugh.
What's that?
I guess I'll say it now. So this episode, there's like a million things going wrong all at once, to a absurd degree.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, who's killing you guys?
Humans.
Team here. A whole team on me.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't know who's killing everyone on the ship. Oh!
To an absurd degree. And then the one guy, Morrow, the security guy is like, I don't care that there's an alien loose. I don't care that there's alien parasites like taking over members of the crew. I'm gonna find that at that cemetery. that's my only job and I'm gonna do it.
Did he actually know about the alien?
Yeah. There's a xenomorph loose, and he's like, but what about the cemetery?
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, because in this case it was because the saboteur would ruin or screw up the mission of bringing home the aliens, and that's what everyone was tasked with. So,
yeah, exactly.
If you couldn't get rid of the saboteur, there was no guarantee that the alien body, the alien pieces would make it to their destination. So he needed to get rid of them.
Yeah, but he also wouldn't be able to accomplish his mission if the alien killed him.
And also, if he does, that's the problem with having everybody in this universe motivated by capitalism, is that, like, you know, capitalism doesn't motivate you to sacrifice your life for anything, right?
Because he can't take it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Morrow didn't have anything to live for anymore, basically. Except for the mission.
I mean, Morrow's almost a robot.
Although he did live through it. He had that, like, escape pod thing.
Yeah, but right? Barely. Yeah. Barely.
Yeah.
It was pretty convenient. Yeah.
but his only thing was he needed to finish the mission because he had nothing else going for him. I mean, his kid was dead.
But there are multiple things preventing the mission. Like the alien xenomorph would prevent the mission, I guess, right?
Well, not really, because if they could get the ship still to Earth, then la-dee-dee, la-dee-da, they're still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as the ship is pointing towards Earth like a missile, as they say.
A missile!
Then it's going to happen. Right, the alien's going to get there. I guess they assume the alien's going to survive the crash, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Speaking of shooting things out like a missile, they eject that one, the captain's body, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. It's already been infected, so womp womp womp, that's gonna be a new movie where that alien comes out, or is that tied to, isn't there another movie where alien xenomorph is just floating around and it randomly like finds one of the ships flying around and then
one of the characters? I mean, I haven't seen all the alien movies, so it's entirely possible.
I'm pretty sure that is like one of the alien premises where they just happen to, the xenomorph just happens to catch a ride on one of the ships, and that's because it's been floating in the world. So maybe that's how that ties in, and it's really that captain's body one.
Ships may come and ships may go as long as waves do roll.
That's
what I heard.
I don't know if the writers are that up on tying everything together. It seems like they play pretty fast and loose. If you know what I'm getting at.
There's a bunch of enemies near me.
All right, okay, proceed with caution. So.
Yeah, I knocked down one.
Yeah. Nice. I was wondering if they forgot about...
Further updates pending.
I wonder if they forgot about Mr. Tang. Remember
how do you say, android?
I thought he was some kind of hybrid. One of them.
Okay, and why did Morrow have Wolverine claws?
He has Deadpool knife hand. Sword hand.
What? What's Deadpool doesn't have a nice sword hand, does he?
From the Wolverine movie. The shit Wolverine movie. Deadpool have swords grow out of his arms instead of claws.
Okay, I didn't see that movie, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, it's the shit Wolverine movie that he has ninja blades come out of, his katana blades come out of his
claws. And he doesn't talk.
Claws. Yeah.
He doesn't talk.
I thought Moro's blade wasn't so much a blade as a more like R2-D2's little thing that comes out where you need him to hack a computer.
No, it's a full-on blade.
He kills the guy, remember he kills the guy in the hallway?
Yeah, but I didn't think that was what it was meant for.
No.
It's like a giant blade.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's literally a blade that comes out between his two knuckles.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the rule of cool. It's just so awesome. How could he not have it?
No, he connects to he connects to tech with just one of those suction cup things.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Were any of these characters introduced in a previous episode?
So in the pilot, you see them. They're all making fun of Mr. Tang, which is why I thought something was going to actually like happen with him. Like he's going to have something significant to do and that he didn't, or he was going to betray somebody. So you see them wake up from their pods, which made me groan because I was like, oh no, they're just doing alien on a show. But then it changed. And then they have the part where he's hiding in the pod. The woman, Zora the Destroyer or whatever, is beating on the door. And then the alien kills her, and then he narrowly gets killed as well. Or narrowly avoids getting killed.
Got it.
Yeah. So where's that
Indian woman from? She looked really familiar.
I did not look it up. I also pulled in Lana and watched this episode on my phone. So I
may have missed some of
the minor details. Yeah. Yes.
How could you watch this on your phone? That's a crime against Japanity.
Because my internet wasn't hooked up. So I had to download it somewhere and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole thing, as Jay would say.
It's a whole thing.
Alana would understand.
Hey, Reds.
Okay, I'm not with you. Okay.
They're at the gas station.
I'm still not with you. I'm healing.
I'm going, Jay.
Are we no longer doing like blow-by-blow recaps?
Started having conversations, so.
No.
Okay.
I was trying to see what else Heather, we didn't want to talk about. Yeah. Moro gets involved with the personal lives of the crew. He's like, I understand you're sleeping with the captain or whatever.
The steamy science officer. Or maybe it was a captain, I don't know.
No, it was the science officer.
So dreamy.
The one that takes over for the captain after the captain died because of their negligence and letting them bang because they needed to bang.
Bang it. Don't you ever get lonely out here, Jay?
Oh, so lonely.
Yeah. You don't get it. Yeah,
Moro's the, like literally a robot.
The part where the scientist lady like drinks from her water bottle and like doesn't secure the lid. So stupid.
What?
Why?
Because it's like,
why is that stupid?
Why are you careless around freaky alien stuff?
Oh yeah.
But they're all sealed and contained, so it should be fine.
No, but you didn't seal it. She like half-assed it.
Well, you think it was the
because
saboteur?
She got distracted.
The saboteur.
All their
the
idiots
bottle.
Were distracting her.
It was the saboteur. It was always the saboteur.
Yeah, I'll get a car. Mazowski or whatever.
I'll get a car. Chief Petrovich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
did
know,
like
what's
the...
With all the. What's up, buddy?
No, I was going to change the subject. Go ahead.
I was just saying, what's all the Jewish names? And I know Petrovich isn't a Jewish name,
no,
but somebody
that's not
else
a Jewish
has
name.
One. Somebody else has one.
What's with the smoking on a spaceship, too?
Well, that's from the original movie.
Yeah,
right.
That's forever. That's a trope of it.
That's part of the alien charm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very 70s
because you
feature.
Have to remember, they left so long ago that smoking was still cool.
Yeah, they left 65 years ago when smoking was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, there's three of them, Zach.
Treat.
Get them.
Wait, I messed up one of them really good.
Retreating.
Retreat towards the Jason. So they say the car goes more than the crew, and there's a whole explanation where they say Yutani wants a xenomorph so she can be on top. Because it's not about making money anymore, it's about power. Yeah. And I must admit, I liked it better when Yutani was more mysterious. Terribly mysterious before Matt says it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I agree.
It's a five gun.
I had it. I just had it. I just dropped it. It's not that good.
Okay.
There's a glowy down there. You want to go check it out?
Sure. Okay. So let's see. They also have the 70 style security tapes. We got the acting
captain. Oh, yeah.
I like the
mother computer that's like an 80s computer with the green text. That was funny.
The whole show's been leaning into that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, most of the show is just most of the show is just people in offices talking about what does it mean to be human?
Ooh.
Good question.
Sounds awful.
Got it.
Yeah, it's been rough. I'm not going to lie.
It's a bitter homecoming. They say you can't go home again, and for B.A. Baracus, that's doubly true.
Oh my God. Is that from that A-Team comic?
Yep.
Did you find it again or something? How do you remember that?
No, I remember it. Well, that every time someone says that expression, or I think of that expression, I think of that part.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Was that our first ever comic book?
One of them, yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, so Zero Destroyer takes over, and they talk about, again, the cargo is the utmost priority. There's a part with an old-timey song that felt like something out of Fallout. Do you guys notice this?
Yeah. I feel like that song was from Alien, maybe?
It
sounded familiar.
It's from one of the other ones.
Oh, right.
It's just enough to be similar, to give you the same vibe. I don't know if it's the exact same one, but it's to give you the same vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about Moro leaving his daughter, and I know it's a little silly to be bringing it up now. But it does make me, like, these people often have to know that their job is going to take them away for 65 years. So why did they agree to it? Were they, like, just so desperate for money that they give up their whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the mun. For the mun.
But why?
It was like a tenth of a credit for, like, every, like, day or something. It was a crap ton of money.
Hmm.
I mean, what else were they going to do? Like, one was an apprentice. He had no future.
Got no future.
Yeah, I mean, money for your family is a big motivator.
Your family will have grown and died by the time you come back. But
yeah, but they're getting paid, right? So they're still being cared for. So
they're
the money isn't
money
going.
Home.
Yeah, they're not. Their money isn't staying on the ship. The money is being used and taken advantage of. By the rest of the family, so it makes sense to. I mean, it's like when you send money home to your family, same difference.
Right, it's where you ship out overseas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or go and work in America.
So people don't sign on to a deep space freighter because everything's good at home.
Yeah, that's fair. So there's a breach. The alien gets out, and they have to capture it with tasers, which already makes them better equipped than the crew of the Nostromo. So at least that's a slight difference from the movie.
What was with Mr. Tank creeping on the girl? So I have a question for you guys. If imagine you're female and you have to sleep in a cryo sleep, why would you do it in like your underwear?
Well,
I know they did it in the original movie. I know they did it in the original movie.
I mean, well, everyone sleeps in their underwear. The men too.
No, I don't.
No, everyone in the alien verse.
Okay.
Come
on, dude yourself. Okay. It made a little bit of sense when they are all asleep at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Because then it's here. Like nobody's looking at you. I'm not with you.
I'm coming to you because they were staring at me through the sliding glass door.
Slurp it up.
So I agree that the cryo room had better have some like security cameras on so nobody messes with them while they're sleeping.
Yeah, I can imagine Mr. Tang like jerking off.
Can we get the slurp?
or is that the implication of that? That's what he was
saying.
That is.
That's exactly the implication that he's been creeping on. And they know that he's been a weirdo. Is that Chris and Jennifer Lawrence movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I know which movie you're talking about.
Yeah, it's that.
Don't ask me what it's called. But yeah. Yeah.
Coming out.
Or something.
Oh, did you already do the ship? You already did the trucker? Damn you, people.
I thought you were there. Sorry, I thought you were there. I didn't know why you'd run away.
Okay, so they have a meeting where they talk about how the alien's loose, they have to capture it, and nobody seems especially concerned about the alien. Or even worried.
Yes. Yes. Is that another alien trope where the people are like, even the normal humans are not particularly emotive?
Now that you mention it, I feel like the people on the Nostromo are written to be pretty flat and emotionless, right, Jay?
I would be like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, everything's going wrong, we're all gonna die, man. Like Hicks.
But at the same time, they didn't realize what the they don't fully understand. I mean, they knew the xenomorph was a thing. They knew, like, because of science and all that stuff. But, like, I mean, they didn't even know the gestation and that they could survive the cold and the hot. So, like, they think they can contain it all. So, like, the fear isn't in them that their process isn't good enough. They think from all that they've done and the fact that they can rely on technology to alert them when things have gone bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what they rely on.
Yeah, so they were like, whatever. They ran.
Yeah.
No one's concerned about it. They know about the xenomorphs. Like, that is to say, the world knows about the xenomorphs. It's not like it's the first time any humans ever encountered them, which every time they do that, disappointed. They joke around. There's interrogations. And then, we meet Malachi, who's like a douchebag.
we don't meet him. Wasn't he in it already?
Well, I didn't remember him.
One's Malachi? Is he the guy with the beard?
No, he's the young guy.
Shit, I died.
Young guy.
I'm coming, Jay. Wait, where did you go? Oh, there he is. Yeah, Malachi is the young who's like working with
the intern, the apprentice.
Yeah. He's working with the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Release the hounds.
He's working with the guy with the beard.
Yeah, the engineer and the engineer's apprentice.
Yeah. The old engineer. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who obviously...
Who we find out is a saboteur. Woo!
Wait, which engineer? Not the Russian guy. Yeah, Petrovich. Yeah. Okay. So there's three. Well, is the guy, the old man who gets his eye, you know, implanted, was he an engineer or was he like a mechanic?
I think they're probably one and the same for these purposes.
Okay. Well, then why? Okay. Fine.
It's like Star Trek, and where the engineers are the mechanics.
Well, on the Expanse, there's an engineer and a mechanic, so just saying. Yep. Jay, get a campfire over here. Yeah. So what else? What else? Yeah. The alien escapes the cryo freeze. Yeah. So there's two, like the, what I did feel like, I don't know if I'm missing backstory or if there just happens to not be any, but like, she seemed to like have a relationship. The scientist lady seemed to have some kind of relationship with the eye creature.
She was like,
stop acting up, eye creature.
Yeah, the ever observant. Yeah, I feel like they were just playing up that. It seemed to be the most like intelligent, so like the science officer just was partaking in using it like a pet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you already fighting up top?
Yeah, we are. So we learned the boy genius is behind the crash.
Who?
Well,
oh yeah, recruits. The boy genius. Okay, yeah.
So there's the part where they have this in the med bay, which reminded me of the abortion machine from Prometheus.
What's in the med bay?
It's like the machine that like does everything. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like all I do is all I have to do is tell it to do something. Oh shit!
I'm coming. Where are they shooting from?
Yeah, he's all over the place up here, Zach. Stay frosty.
Oh god, Ron! Just Ron. Here comes the storm, and we still got such a long way to go. Get out of there, dude! Get out of there.
Yeah, it was really convenient that he was just like the place he had to make his final stand. Also had the escape pod. So you can make a dramatic exit, but it's a TV show.
It was all part of the plan.
Contingencies upon contingencies.
It was some good action, but it was also kind of predictable because you knew where it was going to end up. You had seen the show before, which I guess magic.
I didn't.
So what did you think was going to happen?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Okay.
It's kind of exciting.
All right. So I'm glad it was exciting for you. They have a gunfight. Petrovich also. I have a note, dude. Why is Petrovich such a fanatic? He's like, it's too late. You can't stop it.
Right. Exactly. If he was motivated by some other, motivation, that would make sense.
Just to make money. It's like he really, really believes in doing experiments on aliens, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, he's ideologically motivated. Are we able to play Dominion without Alana?
Yes.
You all can for Ice Can. It was pretty entertaining. My main issue is that there was too much going on. There were too many threats, and it was like it was overloaded. It just wasn't necessary. That's my only real complaint about it.
I think that was part of the intent was that you were supposed to feel overwhelmed because like. There was so much that to keep track of that it was inevitable that there was going to be chaos and issues were going to spring up. So like it was basically inevitable. Like it was an accurate statement that you can't stop it because there was just way too much and it's just way too long of a period for everything to go. And considering they, were underestimating everything. So it just made more sense to be like that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know Matt didn't like there was too much going on. I actually liked that there was so many competing threats. It kept it moving. I mean, dude, you haven't seen the other episodes compared to the other episodes where there are no threats. This is such a relief.
Yeah. Yep. I hear that.
Okay, so there's a crash and Zora gets killed, and then the reveal we get at the end is that Moro wants to kill Cavalier. AKA the boy genius. Dun, dun,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, gotta blame the boy genius for all that chaos and his life.
I mean, I don't know, Jay. I still had an issue with why he was still... He's so invested, like, emotionally. Why is he invested so emotionally? It's just a job. He didn't even like his coworkers.
It's a job, but everyone died and everything fell apart because of the boy genius.
It was for the Federation.
It was all
for everything could be tied to them. So it all comes down to that. Yeah. I mean, if someone paid a crew member to sabotage your ship and now you can't get home and like all these other people and are dying because of you and your job is to be security and you got subverted, I feel like...
Yeah. Actually, he does do a little bit of the Star Trek thing where he's like, this is my ship and I'm responsible for security because I'm the security officer. So,
yep.
I guess that checks out. I want my revenge.
I would. That blade would come out of my hand too when I made a fist in fury.
A fist of fury.
Fist of fury.
So, Jay, you seem to have enjoyed the episode.
It was all right. It was nice to see like all the background of what we missed in the first episode that put me to sleep.
I mean, it was a huge improvement over a regular episode of the show.
Yeah.
Even if it is just the alien movie / alien Romulus again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made it better, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, it tied up a lot of loose ends that was nice to see. It was nice to see that all the different aliens were conniving and intelligent from the get-go. And the aliens were trying to sabotage, but individually, and at the same time, kind of like looking out for each other, like the eye and the little mosquito ones, like. The eye was watching what the mosquito one was doing. Was like,
didn't Didn't the eye attack the xenomorph at the end?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember them like fighting?
No. I watched on my phone, so it might not have been clear what was going on.
Yeah, that part's not clear what's going on.
I think the eye just is trying to take advantage of everything they can, right? So it's just doing whatever it can, which is kind
of
whatever
it can for what ultimate goal.
To take over a better body each time.
Okay. Did it try to take over the xenomorph body?
Probably. Like that would be my interpretation that it always wants to go after the next upper thing.
That makes sense.
All right. So should we move on to questions of the day?
Let's do it.
Yeah, do it.
Let's do it again. All right. Question number one comes to us courtesy of Allison. Would you rather have a younger sibling that dies at birth or an older sibling you'll never meet?
This is very dark.
Younger that dies or older I never meet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Older that I never meet.
Okay, yeah.
Why?
I think that's pretty obvious. Because at least that you know they're out there doing their thing.
Or I just don't care. I never know and I don't care.
I mean, it happens either way. I guess it'd be easier on your parent. Well, actually, it's hard on your parent either way. Because if you never meet the older sibling, like they don't get along with your parents, obviously, right? Why did you never meet them?
Or maybe it's their wish to not meet you and they don't care about you.
I mean, it seems dark either way.
I mean, I went like basically 7 years without talking to my brother. So, like, it's not that hard.
It's like if this were a novel, that mysterious sibling could suddenly turn up one day.
But the premise is that you'll never meet them. That's the pain, right? Like, the pain is, you know, is it worse to have like a deceased sibling or one that doesn't want to talk to you? Doesn't want to know you, right?
Yeah. It still would be easier on the... I think I'm going to go with you guys and still say older sibling that you never meet because it's easier on the parents. I think.
Okay.
Well, I guess unless it's like died, unless like died in the womb or something.
Like hey, Powder. Hello, buddy. Jay, did you hear I got a dog?
I did. They finally got you. You told me that you were looking a while back, that you were being conned into it, and then, yeah, I got the word.
Conned? No, I wasn't being conned. Yeah, I was the one who...
Yeah, but you're the one who's going to end up taking care of it. And we had all that.
Yeah.
I think we knew that.
Yeah. That was always going to happen. He's a good boy, though. Hey, don't you go in that bathroom. Don't go in the bathroom.
Do it.
He'll eat what's in the trash. Get out of there, dude.
Poop.
You can't poop in here. This is the bathroom.
Yeah. All right. So question number two. Let's see. What else do we want to do? Yeah, we'll do ones from the hot seat since Alana is going to be back at some point, right?
Yeah. She hasn't gone under her hiatus yet.
Okay, so we'll save the better ones. Let's see what we got here. Okay, if you had a personal robot, which task would you have them perform the most?
Ooh.
Say that again.
If you had a personal robot, what task would you have them perform the most? And I, as you guys know, just thinking out loud out here because I didn't see the question ahead of time. I don't mind manual labor or doing chores around the house. I actually find it pretty therapeutic. So I guess, my first thought was walking the dog, but I like doing that because I like walking and going outside.
I'm going to say cleaning in general, because if I'm allowed to say cleaning in general, or if I have to be more specific than that.
Would you say decluttering, or would you say like vacuuming?
Vacuuming and sweeping. So like I was doing some sweeping today, which it's not it's a little bit annoying to go find the broom and pull it out. It's not that bad. But it's annoying to like pull it out, sweep, do it again, and then notice 5 seconds later, like one crumb on the ground. And it's like, oh, do I have to get it to do it all over again? But then it bugs me if I didn't get that crumb. So I would have the robot do that job.
Yeah.
I think that's a good call. I would probably, I'd say scrub all the surfaces for me. Mm-hmm. I want someone to just scrub all the surfaces. It's tiring.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Yep. I think we all agree about that. All right. And then question number three. Hang on. I'm getting up again. Okay. What do you know more about than anyone else on this call?
Than anyone on this call?
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess that's not saying very much because there's only three people, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could say guru. That'd be kind of a cop out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or it would lead to very awkward conversations. Ooh.
Ew.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, Zach and I are identical, so.
Yeah, but surely there must be something you know more about than me.
I know I'm gonna. I guess I'll go the easy route and say I know more about parenting.
No, it's true. It's fair. It's totally fair.
Yeah,
I'm sure Jay knows more than both of us with all sorts of stuff.
Cars.
Yeah, cars. That was literally what I was gonna say.
The DC social scene.
Cars. He knows we know nothing about cars.
Yeah, that was my immediate thought. So good call out, because I was like,
it's a good choice.
Yeah. Sign language.
Cool. All right, anything else, guys? Should we wrap it up?
Was that
Zach? What did you, Zach, what did you say?
He said I'd start guru. With guru.
That's terrible.
Don't accept that. We don't accept that.
You don't accept that.
Unacceptable. Okay.
All right. Let me think about it. Let me think about it. Was it my turn already?
Was that all three questions? Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, those three. What? We had the sibling one, and then we had the... God, brain's fried.
What was the second one?
Jay, let's think of something for Zach. Spy stuff? Spy movies?
Yeah,
you could say spy movies. How do I exclude... Okay. Yeah. Let's just finish
clear
it.
Clear weapons. You know.
Yeah, national security.
Yeah,
national security. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's good.
Indian dances.
I know. Yeah, I guess you could say I know a thing or two about that.
He knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty at 8 p.m. Group up with us next time.
Hey, yo.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.